Now, as we all know by now, Christmas is coming and everyone's busy with the shopping and the other preparations and looking forward to the big day. But Christmas can be an especially difficult time for anyone alone and feeling isolated. That's why I was delighted to see that Queen's Park Community Church in Billericay are holding a free Christmas lunch, which is open to anyone who would otherwise be on their own on Christmas Day. I've popped down to Queen's Park Community Church and here with me now is Janet Lee. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Bob.
Nice to see you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. Can you first of all perhaps tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with the church here?
Well, I'm a member of Billericay Methodist Church, which Queen's Park Community Church is part of, and I have been for many years. I volunteer for different things that come along during the life of the church.
Right, okay. Well, I'm keen to learn all about your Christmas lunch, but first, how long has the church been doing this and how did it all start?
That's tricky for me to answer, okay. Actually. We have done it on and off in the past, and we did it last year with great success, so we're sort of repeating on last year.
Has it grown over the years?
It has grown. I think we've advertised it more widely. We did so last year. I was on Phoenix FM telling everybody about it last year.
Oh, good for you.
I've been appointed as a publicity person, so I do my best to get it known around the town.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here today, isn't it? So what sort of feedback have you had from people who have attended in previous years?
Very positive. They enjoy the company and the fact that they get a lovely traditional Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
There's a few singing carols after the lunch and possibly a quiz. And they all go home with a present.
Ah, that sounds wonderful. Well, in fact, we've got one of your customers here, haven't we? It's Alan Davis.
Customer.
Yeah, well, you've attended in previous years, I understand.
I'm a member of this church.
Yeah.
Many moons ago, when Mark Conlon was the pastor here, he was a chef and he started one Christmas, he did a Christmas dinner.
Okay.
And from there, this has spread over the last 10 years, at least 10 years.
Well, that's wonderful. What's the actual day like for you? What's the experience like?
Well, you meet everybody. There are people that come from all walks of life, people that are in trouble, people that are not in trouble, good people like me.
Like you, I can tell that.
Of course.
Yeah. And so what goes on the day? What actually happens during the day?
The volunteers turn up and they've worked the previous day preparing. Then the kitchen is abuzz with people pretending to be chefs, you know. And then we all sit down, probably about 50 of us.
Right.
Is sort of a maximum.
Right.
And then we eat.
Very nice. And you mentioned earlier on, when we were speaking before, that there are sort of quizzes and carols and things like that.
Yes, yes. During the meal, we all get together and try to beat the other tables at the quizzes. It's a good time. And everybody seems to enjoy themselves because they come back the following year.
Yeah, so can you see what you would be doing on Christmas Day if this didn't exist, if this didn't happen?
I'd have to be cooking my Christmas dinner.
Yeah, at home alone, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, well, thanks very much for sharing that with us.
It's okay.
Hopefully you'll have another good time this year. Back to Janet. So you must have a willing bunch of volunteers. What do your volunteers do on the day?
Well, obviously a number of them are in the kitchen cooking.
Yep.
Then we have people serving and generally looking after the people as they arrive, welcoming them. We also have drivers who give up time. In fact, we are looking for drivers still. As you can imagine, if we do have 50 people, then come, and most of them will not have their own transport. So that is a part of the more difficult part to fill. But we have had a number of volunteers, not only within the church, but I had phone calls way back in October from people not connected with the church, who said, are we doing it again this year? And if so, could they help?
Yeah. Oh, so, wonderful.
So
very good.
That was wonderful. Yeah.
And I guess you've got people organising things like the quiz and the carol singing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, very good. So the important part is the Christmas lunch. What's on the menu this year?
Well, it's very traditional. Not just very traditional, where we have turkey with all the trimmings and, you know, all the vegetables that you'd have at Christmas, and Christmas pudding if you want it, plus alternative desserts if you're not into Christmas pudding. Mince pies, coffee.
You're making me hungry. So if you're feeding up to 50 people, it must be a great big turkey. Who gets up in the morning at sort of 2:30 a.m. to put it in the oven?
Well, I don't think you can find one turkey that will feed 50 people.
No, you're probably right.
There'll be various ovens going, and we'll be cooking several.
So who comes along to enjoy the meal and the atmosphere? Is it mainly elderly people on their own?
Well, it is mainly, but we welcome people of any age if they're on their own. The majority usually are elderly, but everyone, as I say, is welcome.
Everyone's welcome. Great stuff. How do you make contact with people to see if they would like to come along?
Well, there's various different ways. There's this.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah.
This, the local papers, loads of posters around the town.
Churches.
Other churches, yes, they've all got information. And also we do ask that people, anyone, thinks if there's anyone along their street that they might be alone, please do give them an invitation to come along.
That's it. Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, even if it's someone you don't necessarily know, it could be a neighbour or something, just spread the word.
Yeah.
So you're looking for drivers at the moment, but what other needs have you got at the moment to make the day a success? Or have you got it all covered?
I think the rest of it is covered, yes. And we've had donations. People ring in because they've seen it advertised and say, how can I donate?
Wonderful.
So we've had, and we've also had a donation from Waitrose, the co-op of giving us something, the co-op funeral directors of buying all the presents. You know, we get a lot of help.
That's absolutely brilliant. Well, congratulations to those local businesses for being so generous. It's very good. So if anyone from Billericay who is listening and would like to come on Christmas Day, what do they need to do? Do they need to book in?
Yes. They need to register by the Sunday the 18th of December. If you give out a phone number, it's myself or another lady who's taking bookings.
Okay, well the numbers are 01277 659 530 or 01277 622 297, and we'll put those numbers on our website so that people can look them up and contact you. Well, I think this is all a really fabulous idea, and I hope it's a great success again this year. Janet Lee and Alan Davis, thank you so much for talking to me, and good luck on the big day.
Thank you.
Thank you.